A food and beverage industry gathering with a twist. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. The Food and Beverage USA Conference, to be held in Minneapolis later this month, will take place under what is called the Chatham House Rule of Non-Attribution. What that means is those attending can pass along what they see and hear, they just can't say who it came from. Conference Chairman Ian Wells says it's designed to foster a candid dialogue across the food chain.
Well, I think that transforming food systems isn't just about inventing new technology or conducting groundbreaking research. It's about bringing those elements together through strategic partnerships. And it's only through these partnerships, really, that can have the potential to move quickly from the lab to the field and ultimately to our stomachs and our plates.
Wells says the food and beverage industry is seeking to be more sustainable, though it's the ag producers who seem to be leading the charge.
Farmers and ranchers, they're the ones that want to deal with these issues. They're the ones that want to make their farms efficient. They want to make their farms lower impact. They can see there's not the need for huge inputs the way that some of the agriculture systems have developed. So I think the role of everyone else is to really help enable farmers to do what they want to do.
And I'll explore that further in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.